Deposit dispute case study. Damages and carpet cleaning. We offer an independent and impartial resolution service for landlords, agents, and tenants who are unable to agree on how to distribute the deposit when the tenancy ends. Deposit details. The deposit was £1,425 and the disputed amount was £330. What had happened? The tenant said that the carpets were not very clean when we moved in and there were lots of small marks throughout, so they claimed they should not be charged for this. And allegedly there was already a small crack in one of the freezer drawers, which got worse with use over the 2 years we were living there, but this is just normal wear and tear. The dining room table was not new and already had lots of small marks and scratches on moving in. They reiterated it is wooden and will naturally deteriorate from use. What evidence was provided? They provided the tenancy agreement, both the check-in report and check-out report, the receipt for new freezer drawer, and the invoice for professional carpet cleaning. What was decided and why? The check-in report was brief, in a tick box style with minimal written description next to each item. It recorded the carpets, freezer, and dining table generally in good condition, with the freezer being in used order and the dining table having some wear. Only a few photographs were included in the report showing an overview of each area, and there were no separate comments on cleanliness. The checkout report recorded the carpets as lightly soiled with numerous small marks and one large stain in the center of the living room. It also noted that one of the freezer drawers had a crack in one corner and the dining table now had several small scratch marks. There were also detailed photographs of each area were provided in evidence. For carpet cleaning, the living room carpet was found to have been returned clean to a worse standard, with a large stain not recorded or reported by the tenant on check-in. With the lack of detail on the standard of cleanliness in the check-in report, or any invoice to show that a professional clean was carried out before the tenancy start date, only a small amount could be awarded towards carpet cleaning. For the freezer drawer, no award was made for the freezer drawer due to the lack of detail in the check-in report and photographs to see the exact condition of the drawers, and whether a crack was already present. For the damage, the adjudicator made a small award for some scratches on the dining room table. The landlord's claim was reduced considerably as it was recorded as having some wear in the check-in report, and the accompanying photographs were too distant to show the extent of its use. The final decision concluded for the tenant to be awarded £200 and the landlord £130. How can you avoid this happening in the future? Using a tick box style check-in report is not enough to accurately record the condition and standard of cleanliness in a property. Include as much detail and description as possible for each item or area on the check-in report, so there can be no doubt on its original condition. Think about using short, descriptive words such as three stains, carpet faded by patio door, an iron burn mark. Include both the level of cleanliness and condition, as they are not the same. Fair wear and tear will apply to the condition of all items and areas, but does not apply to cleanliness. Always take detailed photographs for the check-in report so they are comparable to the checkout report and all differences can clearly be identified. Use a measuring tool or even a hand to show how large a stain, mark or scuff is when taking photographs.